Under Asian Skies by Sam Manicom. An overland journey from Australia to Europe. Every day is an adventure. Published by Adventure Motorcycle Travel Books. www.sam-manicom.com. Audio recording by Kite Studios, Cambridge. And misread by the author. This recording is copyright of the author. Every day is an adventure. Adventure is a path. Real adventure, self-determined, self-motivated, often risky, forces you to have first-hand encounters with the world. The world the way it is, not the way you imagine it. Your body will collide with the earth and you will bear witness. This will change you. Nothing again will ever be black and white. Mark Jenkins, an adventurer and a travel writer. Prologue. Motorcycling, people and adventure are the inspirations for Under Asian Skies. When I'd set off to spend a year riding the length of Africa on a motorcycle, I'd no idea if I would like travelling by bike or whether I'd survive. I have an active imagination, and I'd been riding a bike for just 3 months. At times, the roads made me feel like I was some sort of motorcycling accessory, not the person who was supposed to be in control. I learned lessons the hard way. Falling off hurts, and jail in Africa should be avoided at all costs. The bike had acted as the connecting factor between adventures. It had got me into and out of trouble. It gave me the freedom to explore on the spur of the moment, to take advantage of opportunities as they presented themselves. Travel on two wheels took me from gentle, mellow cruising days to full-on adrenaline-packed adventure, and my bike frequently broke the ice between myself and strangers. For every traveller, people bring joy, frustration, and warm generosity. For me, it's the people that make a trip like this into a success. They may wish to live your dream with you or find empathy with aspects of your nomadic adventure. Landscapes, climates, and histories enthrall, but for me, without doubt, it's the people who make every day significant. Everything about riding a motorcycle 22,000 miles through the magic that is Africa had changed me. By the time I'd made it to Southern Africa, I was an addict. I wanted more. It felt as if the journey had barely begun and that I'd only just discovered how to look at the world. On impulse, I shipped across the Indian Ocean to Australia, and the adventures continued to find me. This world of ours is amazing, and motorcycling is a stunning way to see it. I'm incredibly lucky to have been able to share, though briefly, other people's homes, their dreams, their lands, their cultures, and their travels. Under Asian Skies is a story of how motorcycling adventures often don't turn out as planned. But there are always silver linings, and they can be some of the most enthralling things about a journey. The travel bug bites hard, but motorcycle travel bites deep. As with most adventures in life, usually they turn out all right in the end. Chapter 1. Sorry, mate, I didn't see you. Shirley MacLaine said, "The more I travelled, the more I realised that fear makes strangers of people who should be friends." The heat of the day on Australia's Pacific Highway was intense. The sky above was a clear blue and the grass under me brittle and spiky. Something fast-moving had flashed as a blur of blue in the side of my visor. It then slammed into me. It was too early for pain to surface, and though stunned, I lay thinking, I hope the first people here aren't smokers. Much of the Pacific Highway is dual carriageway, and just after a set of traffic lights, I'd stopped on a hard shoulder lay-by to have a drink and to check my map. My plan was that when the lights were on red, I could ease on out with no traffic to deal with. Rested, I looked in my mirror to check the colour of the lights. They were just turning red, so twisting my throttle hard, I moved back onto the road. At that moment, a blue van smashed into the bike from the left, and we were hurled across to the central reservation. I ended up wedged under the bike, with petrol pouring out of the carburetors onto my legs. It happened in an instant, and after a long moment of stunned silence, suddenly all my senses